Do you ever wake up and ask yourself what's really going on in the world you live in? It's time for you to be aware. It's the number one alternative website on the planet. TruthIsScary.com. Daily stories. Log on daily to get the latest information on the stories that radio and TV wouldn't dare to cover. Experience our curriculum with over 20 topics from government conspiracies and extraterrestrials to meditation and nutrition. Celebrity interviews. Watch exclusive videos with your favorite celebrities and find out what their alternative views are. It's your source for the information you won't find in the mainstream media. It's TruthIsScary.com. Log on today and be aware. TruthIsScary.com.
This is the Red Pill.
All right, this is Joseph Peterson here with the Red Pill. I'm waiting for Steve McManus. I don't know where he is. He's supposed to be on the air with me right now. But right now, I wanted to talk a little bit about something that happened to me today. I was actually called by another mainstream radio station to come on the air and speak about chemtrails again. This one was actually an AM station. And it happened to be on the air with a guy named Vinnie Penn. And for those of you who don't know, an interesting story about Vinnie Penn. Vinnie Penn's been on the radio for years and years. And his original co-host back in the 1980s was Glenn Beck. So it used to be the Vinnie and Glenn show. He used to have a big morning show here. And, you know, Glenn Beck finally left and Vinnie kept on with the show. But they're a huge morning show in this market. Yeah, Glenn Beck used to be a shock jock morning show type of guy before he became this political asshole. And, you know, he really was crazy. He used to sniff coke off the boards in the back and, you know, have screw around with all the interns and stuff. There are many, many stories about Glenn Beck in radio in this this part of the country where he grew up. And where he actually lived, he stayed living here for a while. Until he recently bought a big giant ranch, and I think he's starting some survivalist crap out there. But yeah, Glenn Beck is actually was his partner for a while, and one day I'm going to talk to him about that. We had an interesting conversation. We actually brought up Michael Murphy in the movie and Edward G. Griffin, you know, and I explained chemtrails to him, and they were very receptive, and he got a lot of calls. And for the first time, I actually got a question about Morgellons, which I don't know if you know, has been associated with chemtrails, but they're not really sure if that's where it comes from. There's a lot of people who claim that, like, Morgellons disease is something that is, you know, basically in the mind, and it's usually by drug users and stuff like that. But I don't know. I think, I believe it's real. I've seen pictures of the fibers coming out of the skin. I believe that some people get it. I don't know that it comes from chemtrails necessarily, but I do believe that Morgellons is a real disease and people do contract it. We also had some interesting conversations about nanotechnology and the chemtrails and weather control. So, you know, right now I'm here on the East Coast in the middle of June 1st. And it's 48 degrees where I am. I happen to be in the Boston area right now. And it's 48 degrees right now. This is June 1st. So the reason, and this is the third call I've gotten to be a guest on air, which I'm flattered that people would even call me. But I guess around my local area, I'm kind of known as the conspiracy guy. Because I've been on the air about 9/11, I've been on the air about chemtrails. But I got another call I'm going to be on next week on this Trump radio, which is an internet radio station. So it's interesting things out there, getting a lot of calls about these chemtrails. So people are starting to realize that weather control and geoengineering is starting to affect their lives and affect the weather, and especially the people in California. You know, that's why what's-her-name Kylie Jenner put up a picture. It's not because she's trying to be a smartass or anything. It's because out there in California, those damn things are all over the place. Every single day, there is chemtrails almost being sprayed. And you can see what's been, you what's been manifesting itself in our weather. From the extreme weather that we're having out there in Texas and Oklahoma and out in the middle of the country, from the drought in California to the cold here on the East Coast. And, it's never ending. The cycle of weather has certainly changed. People are starting to notice it, and they're not accepting the global warming excuse anymore because it's not warming. It's cooling. And what they don't understand is that it's cooling because they're spraying the crap in the skies. So, I want to see this issue, and I've said this many, many times, I want to see this issue spread out there more and more, and I would really, really like this to be the big issue, as big, if not bigger, than GMOs. So we shall see. I'm still, here's my co-host. He finally got on here. Hold on. I have to see what happened to him. I hope he didn't get caught in traffic or something. Hey.
Hey.
I thought you got lost. Maybe you forgot the number.
No, that wasn't the problem. I had like one calamity after another that kept stacking up in front of me while I'm trying to get to the studio. And I'm like, it was a medical thing. And then I had a whole bunch of stuff fall over and I had to mop a floor. And I was like, I got to get on the air.
Wow.
Yeah, everything all at once.
That's
bang,
off
bang,
the
bang.
Grid living, isn't it?
No, but I wish it was.
Right. Right, right. So other than the chaos, how are you?
I think you're fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, go ahead.
Yeah, how's the weather up there? June 1st, 2015, I'm in 48-degree weather here in Boston. How about you?
Yeah, it's about the same. It's really wet. And, we had some really severe bands of real straight-line weather come through here, sideways rain, 70-mile-an-hour winds, really don't-be-outside kind of weather. And
as we have here.
Yeah, it lasted on and off for a couple of days, and since then it's just been kind of rainy. But other than that...
Well, what gets
me
is the cold. I expect rain. I want rain. Actually, this is the right... I don't know about you, but this is the first rain we've had in a couple of weeks. So
yeah,
we need rain.
We're in a drought. We're in a drought condition, yeah.
Yeah, we were in drought conditions, but yeah, come on, compared to California, we're in we're in paradise. But yeah, they technically said we were in drought conditions. But Matt, you see how it comes? Come normally. It has to come
in
extreme cold comes with it.
In California, it was they've been in drought conditions. They've had a drought that hasn't ended for like 9 years.
Yeah, they've been in drought conditions for a while. It just hasn't been severe.
Right. Now, there's only so long that you can go and the water doesn't get replenished and, the lakes start disappearing and the water just suddenly...
Well, I saw Lake Mead, dude.
Yeah.
Lake Mead is like 50% down.
It's a big hole in the ground, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible, terrible. So we could use the rain. We just don't need the cold.
Right, yeah, and it's that damp cold that really gets into your bones,
Yeah. I was talking to the listeners earlier before you came on. I was on mainstream radio again today, this time on an AM station with Vinny Penn. I don't know if you know who he is.
No.
Vinny Penn used to be the host of a morning show called the Vinny and Glenn Show. Now, do you know who Glenn was?
No.
Glenn Beck.
Oh, no way.
Glenn Beck used to be a morning show shock jock.
Hmm.
And now his ex-partner is doing an AM morning show, and he covers all kinds of crazy stuff. And they talked about chemtrails. They called me about chemtrails today.
Right, right.
Because, Kylie Jenner, brought it. It takes a celebrity to bring the shit to the forefront, but I don't care. And
well,
he brought up a good point.
What's that?
He brought up a good point that all these rags like TMZ and all these places, Entertainment Tonight, they always stick up for her, And then the minute she does some Moa chemtrails, they rag her.
Well, whenever you start voicing, putting a voice to something, you know, you happen to be right, and you happen to say that the emperor has no clothes, and by doing that, you jeopardize the people in power from being able to see their scheme come to fruition. The big money
right.
isn't getting its way because some pain-in-the-ass person, some conspiracy theorist, or some crazy person, or some young person who is obviously stupid by virtue of their youth. This is what they want you to
do. Right. Think. That's what they said. Oh, she's a dumb young kid.
What does she know? Right, exactly. Well, here's the thing. If you know something, you know it. And, you know,
right.
if you can look at, you can look at the empirical evidence. You know, look
yeah.
at look at Michael Murphy. You know, he takes all the empirical evidence, he puts it all together on a board, and he connects
the
dots,
facts.
And he's like, and he right, he assembles the facts together.
That's
now,
what we try to do. I don't try to editorialize anything. This guy was asking me all these different things I thought chemtrails were, and, you know, and mind control and this and that. It's like, I don't know. I don't fucking
right.
know, but I do know they're affecting the weather, and I do know they're filled with shit, you know, that we don't want.
Right.
They're filled with aluminum
right, right.
and barium and strontium. That's been proven. So I said,
right.
I don't know if they cause Morgellons. You know, he's asking about Morgellons. I was like, look, I believe Morgellons is real. I've seen people who have it, but I don't know if it's caused by chemtrails. I said it could be caused by anything. There's a lot of reasons.
Mm.
Morgellons has been around a while before chemtrails were well known. So who knows what it's caused by? But yes, I believe it's real. You know, I think some people get it in their mind. But, you know, those are heavy drug users. But yeah, I believe it's real. Someone like a Joni Mitchell who can prove she has it. Now, she never said it came from chemtrails. But she's recently, you know, come out and said she has Morgellons.
Well,
I don't
at,
know if you knew
look
that.
Look at what you have. Look at the diseases today that are known. Now, I, on the flip side of the coin, medicine or the people that are involved in the marketing arm of medicine, they will invent phrases that seem to be new diseases so they can sell a drug to fix it. But on the other side of the coin,
find a new vaccine for it.
Right, exactly. But look at the other side of the coin where there are diseases that are either new or have never been quantified. And now today we have people talking about diseases that are real that before
yeah.
no one knew anything about and didn't even know they existed. For instance, it was known that there were this person and that person and this person, which were the one in a million, that had something called celiac disorder, and they didn't know what it was really.
Right.
The people in medicine would track it, and they would say, my own sister, my mother was told to take my, I wasn't born yet, to take my sister home to die. She might as well be
yes,
home.
Yes, I remember a kid, yes. I had a kid in my class at school who missed
right.
half the classes, came back
right.
to school about 40 pounds lighter. And I
well,
said, what the hell happened to you? And he
right,
said, I had
exactly.
celiacs.
Right.
But he found out it was from wheat. They found the cause.
Right.
He got there right about the time when then they were finding the cause. He would luckily, he thought he was going to die.
Well, and then
crazy.
You have excruciating pain. People actually at the beginning thought this is all in their head because we're giving them good, nutritious food. But they couldn't have, they had no... there are some people with certain DNA. Now, I obviously carry that DNA because I'm from the same mother as my sister. And she could not withstand any gluten. We didn't know what the
right.
hell gluten was back then. Nobody knew the word. We didn't know what it was. So it was
right.
this mystery disease, and it must be in their head. Or there's something else, like maybe they live in filth. Or, you know, people didn't know what it was.
Right.
And but it was real.
Sure was.
Like,
I look, I got to tell you, I recently just cut out gluten. Now, I have something called diverticulosis or diverticulitis. I don't know if you know what that is.
Yeah,
but it's an inflammation of the colon. Right. It creates
right.
pockets in the colon.
Right.
And, you know, stuff can get stuck in there and it can get inflamed and it really, really hurts.
Right.
I was never gluten intolerant, but I got to tell you, I cut it out recently.
Mm.
And I feel so much better, dude. I don't have the pain
right.
anymore. I feel so much, and I never got diagnosed with celiac or anything. I just cut out bread and gluten, and I just buy gluten-free products. And I got to tell you, dude, I feel so much better. And you know what it is? I realize it's right there in the word, glue. The stuff is like glue in your system. They use wheat gluten as a binder. So
well,
if that's how it's breaking down in your system, what do you think?
His girlfriend in Washington State, and she'd been through the ringer emotionally and mentally and so on. And then she started with, they thought she had degenerative disc disease, and they had all these
right.
MRIs.
My back has felt better, yep.
Right. And then so, you know, we'll take the Paxil and take the whatever, and, you know, you feel better, whatever.
Right, take
and,
this pill, you know, that pill and this pill.
Right. No matter how she sat, it wouldn't feel good, and laying down didn't help. She was in pain all the time. I mean, I'm not talking discomfort. I'm talking pain. So finally, I hadn't heard from her in 4, 5, 6 months. Got back in touch with her. She's talking to me. I said, how's your back doing? Are you okay? She's like, it doesn't hurt anymore. It's perfectly fine now. I said, what happened? She said, there's nothing wrong with my back. I cut out all gluten, and within 3 weeks, I was 100% pain-free.
Yes.
Once it filtered out of my system, I didn't hurt anymore. And the only thing that was different was I didn't eat any more gluten. And my pain was gone.
Right.
That was what was causing the pain in my back.
Yes,
so
my back
my
has
question
gotten 100% better.
So is it just wheat the way God made it, you know, so to speak? Or is it? Are they putting stuff on the crops? Are they,
right,
are they
I don't remember the old Egyptians and the people in Jesus' time. They used to eat pita bread and wheat. They used a lot of wheat. I never heard of them having celiac disease and high gluten intolerance. You know, it's obvious that the way they're processing it, and I'm sure if you just took wheat and ground it like they used to make flour and
right.
didn't bleach it and all that other crap that they do to it now, you probably wouldn't have it gluing up your system, which is what it does. Gluten.
Those Navajo women over there in the Southwest, you see them making that bread right up there in those outdoor carbs, right? With the ground up wheat. They grind it themselves right there. And they make bread from it right there. And they put it in the oven and they make these flat, you know, unleavened flat bread. And they eat it and they seem fine.
Right. So what is it? It's got to be what they're doing to the wheat now. And when they were bleaching the flour, do you know how they bleached the flour?
How's that?
In the sun.
Oh, my God.
Right. That's how they used to do it. They would roll out the wheat, let it sit in the sun, and that was bleached flour. That's why it got white. Now, how do they bleach flour now? With bleach.
Yeah, they chemically do it.
Yeah, so you tell me. They're processing everything chemically, whereas they weren't before. So they've changed the way they're processing flour and they're processing the wheat. And you know they're also, you know, using GMOs and all. Of course this is going to cause gluten issues with people.
You know what made me
realize,
this is just the other day, I work in, one of my other jobs is in the food and beverage end of a big, big, big business. And I work with chefs, okay, people that really know their way around a kitchen. They know what they're doing. And
right.
I watch them make some pretty amazing things, you know, banquet type stuff, and they know what they're doing.
Right.
And it was these guys were on a break. These are good guys. You know, everybody there is great. They're good, good people. And he was talking about how he was the whole slant of his opinion and his what he had to say about the subject was all pro GMO. He was
really?
For it. He was for it.
I talked to a guy. Yeah. Was he a Mason?
No, I highly doubt that. But here's the thing. He had gotten enough of the propaganda in his head.
From the food vendors and people he deals with.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the people trying to sell him the produce. Yeah.
Yeah, he believes it. Like, it's awesome. It's awesome. And I was telling him.
Oh, I had a guy who told me that Monsanto probably has done the most for the world than any other company in the world. How much are you fucking kidding?
They've done the most
to the world. Yeah, he was telling me, you know, GMOs have fed the poor. You know, he's going with that whole line of shit where it's helping to create crops in the deserts where you couldn't grow before.
I brought up the point during this conversation that I didn't get it in his face or anything, but I said, well, you know, there's a downside. I said, when they companies that have genetically modified seeds and they ship these seeds to a country, it can only grow for one season. And they grow the crops and they harvest them, and now they got to get more seeds. And the company will say, well, we'll give you more seeds if you do this, or we don't like that regime. You got to change your politics, and then we'll give you more seeds. Or whatever the hell it is, but they've got them now. They've got them right.
But once they got right, and then the ground that they've used is so crappy, and they've signed a contract now.
Right.
They're not allowed to grow anything else.
And his response was, "Well, that's just politics." And I'm like,
"Really?
Yeah, Satan's politics, maybe. I mean, these people are going to starve. You're extorting them, a whole country of people."
Yeah. And they do it constantly, you know.
That's their
MO, you know. They go into a poor country that's broke with a lot of resources that they don't know how to use. They offer them all this food and all this crap. We're going to plant this for you. We're going to do this development. They have them sign these papers of a big, giant loan. And then they own them. That's it.
Well, the thing is that conversation that I had, you know, I already knew that there's a lot of people out there that need to hear the information and the factual information, the non-hyped stuff that shows them why they need to be aware. Don't be afraid, but just be aware, because you need to be aware of this. And having that conversation with this guy just the other day, just like 2 days ago, it drove it home to me again. It's like, you can't let up. Because every victory that we get, and we're seeing, we are guys like you and I. You can remember a couple, 3 years ago when we were both banging our head against the wall, like, why the hell are we doing this? What is this for? No one listens.
Yeah, what are we doing? Because things are getting worse and worse. Nothing, there is no progress.
But because of efforts like ours and people like us and their efforts, we are seeing some results. We are seeing where government. Elements of government and elements within the corporate world are seeing, A, maybe this, we shouldn't do this, or B, it's more profitable if we do it the way they want to, if we do it in a more healthy way, we don't use genetically modified anything, and so on, because we're going to be out of business.
Well, you see, companies are pulling them out, left and right. I mean, not just Chipotle started it, but now even these big scummy ones, Taco Bell, McDonald's, KFC, are pulling antibiotics, GMOs, chemicals out of their food, Subway. So, yeah, it's public demand. And who's created that public demand? It's people like us making the mainstream start to have to cover it. And this is how it works. We create the underlying demand for the information. Almost like a buzz. We create a buzz on the streets, let's say, about this stuff. Some reporter hears about it. Some mainstream, you know, they either say we got to put a spin on it or we're going to have to do something because we're getting a lot of calls about this GMO stuff. We're getting a lot of emails from our female listeners, you know, these Good Morning Americas and all these, the mothers are going, I'm reading about, you know, because some of these mommy blogs are even covering GMOs. You know, because they're finding out it's a baby formula. You know, a lot of these moms don't want the freaking kids eating GMO food, you know. And so once they start finding out all the different things that they're putting them in, you know, they didn't know that they're putting them in baby formula, which they are. Tons of GMOs in baby food and baby formula.
Anything soy.
So mothers find this out and they start getting pissed, you know. And not only their babies, but their kids.
If it's soy-based. Most of the soy are genetically modified. Yeah.
Yeah, Pop-Tarts and, and Nutri-Grain bars and all these things they pretend are healthy, they're made with fucking GMOs and high fructose corn
right.
syrup. And all the studies are starting to come out showing the proof that this stuff is bad. And you just can't hide it anymore because the internet is so big and so easily accessible that if this blog doesn't have the information, then that blog will. You know? And people are starting to learn where to go for that info. And I'm very happy about it, you know, because I do. I see even, you know, I don't watch any of those mainstream programs like, you know, Good Morning America or any of that. But I happen to see them when they're on the TV and walking by and stuff. And they have talked about it. They've talked about GMOs on those programs and talked about labeling and all those kind of things. So I'm very happy to see these things that you and I thought we were like weirdos for just discussing, you know, that we knew about it. And you know, only the people in our circle were talking about it, right? In our alternative news circle, you weren't seeing. Now you're starting to see it. It's very nice. It's very nice to see. Whereas we thought we were before, like kind of the oddballs, the outcasts, you know, the outlaws for bringing this stuff to the public eye, and that we were one of the few who knew it. Now more and more people are starting to know it, and that makes me happy. We're expanding our reach in our community. You know, because I talk to a lot of people. People may not be awake about everything, but some of these issues, they do know about it. You can mention the word Monsanto, and people know that they're an evil company.
Right.
And you can mention GMOs,
right.
and they know what they are. Whereas people didn't
right.
know what the fuck GMOs were. So there's a lot more awareness. It's very nice to see, and hopefully it'll keep trickling up. That's the way it's got to go.
We can't get complacent, though. We start getting complacent.
We never do. That's why we keep doing this show, no matter how bad we feel, no matter how tired we are. Every Monday night, we're doing it.
Right.
That's why we keep putting up stories every night, no matter how, you know, no matter what else we got going on in our lives.
Well, I saw that
story.
Still
got to make a living.
TruthIsScary.com had a story just recently about. You know, what you mentioned earlier about McDonald's changing its menu and making it healthier for real. And that
right.
the story was bringing up the point of, well, then they're admitting they had crap in their food. So what was the crap?
Right. If they're all going natural now, what the hell were they giving us before? Right.
Right. Right. Right.
And you read some of the chemicals that they're taking out, and it's like, why the fuck was it even in there?
Why would you even put that in there? Right.
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 Why do you need that? Why don't you need? Why do you need anything more than meat and hamburgers?
I was looking
at. Freeze it.
You know, if you look at what's crazy, it's the same as like with fluoride in the water, which is no reason. There's no health reason for it to be there. But then you look at these
I
products.
I always tell
in the
people
store,
when they ask me about fluoride in the water, I say, "Would you put Turtle Wax in your gas tank to shine your car?"
Right.
No. It's fine. You put it on the outside.
You go into a store and look at these labels on various things, whether it be in auto parts, you know, you're looking for antifreeze or something, or you go into a food store and you look at any number of different foods and you will see propylene glycol.
Oh, yeah.
Propylene glycol is in freaking everything.
Yeah.
And it's even in style deodorants that aren't, you know, that aren't as
good. Guys, I'm looking up, dude, I got a can of Axe right in my hand. I'm trying to look at the ingredients. I wish I wasn't so freaking old. It's so small. I want to see if it's in here.
Oh, it undoubtedly is.
I can't even see. I don't even think they list. Oh, here it is. No, I don't see propylene glycol, but I see other shit. Check.
Right.
Oh, it's other stuff I can't pronounce. But yeah, I've heard of propylene glycol. Yeah, and it is in
it.
And it is.
Well,
I
used to work in a secure field. You know, I was in law enforcement and I had a supervisor, and they were handing this to detainees to use as a deodorant. And it was in a bottle that you could unscrew. Can I show you something? And he's like, what? I'm like, it's just me and him. It was a concrete floor. And I said, watch this. I unscrewed the top, easy as pie, and I poured a little of this deodorant liquid out onto the floor in like a 4-inch puddle. And I threw a match on it. That thing lit up like Christmas. I said, this is a highly flammable liquid. I said, you know why it's highly flammable? Because you've got propylene glycol in there. Why do you need that on your armpit?
You do. Yeah, right.
God.
Why do you need propylene glycol going in your system every day? Every day you're spraying that on you.
And you know that's got to cause your cancer. I'm sorry. It just does.
Oh, yeah. They're going to find that out, too, just like they just found out that chemical in Roundup, which is in more than just Roundup now, they're saying. Difoxamate or whatever.
You know what Roundup is? Roundup is Agent Orange for the consumer market.
Yes. Diluted.
And not even diluted. And you know that all the stuff that came out about what happened to these guys and their children because of the DNA, it changed their DNA.
Yeah.
And all of the nerve damage and the debilitating conditions and so forth because of the Agent Orange. But now you have people spraying it all over their driveways.
Right.
It's
all
like,
over their lawns.
Dude,
all over the food that they're growing.
Look at my driveway.
All my little tomato plants. I'm going to grow some tomatoes. Let's put some Roundup in the garden.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. As long as you
wash
it, right? It's fine.
Do you want to play an ad? And when we come back, we'll talk about hypocrisy in politics.
Yes, let's play an ad. All right, I will play it. Oh, wow, we're already at the 30-minute mark. Great. Yeah, we'll play an ad.
Hey, it's Mike Hsu. Summer is coming. Are you ready to grow? Then contact the Northeastern Institute of Cannabis for the best summer school experience ever. At NIC, you can be ready to work in the growing cannabis industry in just weeks. Sign up before June 1st and receive a summer enrichment scholarship valued at 20% off their normal tuition. Visit instituteofcannabis.com or call 508-655-7420 to find out about weekly open houses and tours. At the Northeastern Institute of Cannabis, they teach you grow.
Hold on. I don't know what I'm playing.
Do you ever wake up and ask yourself what's really going on in the world you live in? It's time for you to be aware. It's the number one alternative website on the planet. TruthIsScary.com. Daily stories. Log on daily to get the latest information on the stories that radio and TV wouldn't dare to cover. Experience our curriculum with over 20 topics from government conspiracies and extraterrestrials to meditation and nutrition. Celebrity interviews. Watch exclusive videos with your favorite celebrities and find out what their alternative views are. It's your source for the information you won't find in the mainstream media. It's TruthIsScary.com. Log on today and be aware. TruthIsScary.com.
This is the Red Pill.
Okay, I'll never make it as a board operator. So, yeah, let's talk a little about hypocrisy in the political scene. That's been heating up like fire. The Republicans are pulling their same old crap and making a giant field of contenders so that only, you know, really kind of making the way for Jeb Bush, but we'll talk about that, but. You know, what you were talking about, you were telling me today, was that you have been watching some of these guys who are out there, like the Ted Cruz's and Rand Paul's, all making statements now that they are presidential candidates that are totally counter to what they have said in the past, before they announced themselves.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to come off as one-sided. Like I'm a liberal and I hate the conservatives or anything like that.
No, because Hillary Clinton has made a million gaffes already. So go ahead.
Well,
you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I mean, you can go all the way back to the Vince Foster case. And there's so much wrong with that case that there's more than an eyebrow is raised there. So there's plenty to go around on both sides. But in the current political climate, what's really eye-opening, it's like you just can't believe what you're seeing, is
Right.
Just the voluminous amount, just a staggering amount of hypocrisy when you get the posturing and the, you know, the contentions that are being made and the statements that are coming out. When you get this reality show member who, because he's an ultra conservative and he's been part of, you know, conservative political efforts, is connected to the political realm, and he says, "Well, yeah, I was a serial pedophile, but it was when I was younger." And then comes to find out that, and this is actually going someplace, so bear with me. Come to find out that, you know, the three of his sisters, so basically he's raping three of his sisters. But then Mike Huckabee steps up, good old Mike, and
what
says,
does he say? Don't tell me something. Go ahead. What does Mike Huckabee say?
Mike Huckabee, Mr. Family
Values.
I used
to like
himself.
Him.
Well, here's the thing. He steps up and says, "I not only forgive Josh Duggar for these things, it should be understood that he was a teenager and that his sisters were almost teenagers, and that in Bible times they would have been married. He would have had them as three wives." And somebody then pointed out, no, in Bible times they would have stoned them to death because it's incest. And
incest, yeah, that's illegal, right.
But, so,
right, they couldn't marry at 13, and they had millions of wives. They used to screw
not
everybody.
To be,
well,
not
their
to
kids.
Be, well, not to be deterred, though, Mike Huckabee counters with, "I still forgive him as he's worthy of forgiveness because, despite the fact that he's been a pedophile, he was a good and faithful soldier in the war against homosexuality."
Oh, because he wasn't a gay pedophile.
So
I see.
You see. And then some of the
but
people
he,
on the right.
If he had molested his brothers, he wouldn't have forgiven.
That would have been unforgivable, right.
But he probably did. The problem is going to come out when you have a family that size. There's more than one skeleton in that closet.
Some of the people on the conservative side also applauded the reports that there was a judge who had revisited a case where somebody had been convicted of serial pedophilia against boys, but later when it was discovered that three of the boys are gay, now that they're older, they're gay, he reduced the man's
sentence. Because they're gay anyway. Did they ever think they became gay because he molested them?
Can't rape a gay. He wants it, right? I mean, hey, you know?
You know,
you
at
me?
10 years old, they all know they're gay.
So.
Give me a
that's
break.
The first,
okay, so there's Mike Huckabee. Now,
yeah,
so
there's
one guy who's not getting my vote.
Right.
But nobody was going to get my vote anyway. I'm just a spectator in this circus, you know. I prefer to rather be in the audience than in the ring, or even, you know, paying to get in, meaning voting. I'd rather watch on TV. Circus is what I'm saying. So okay, so there's Mike Huckabee. There's number one. Now who's next on the list of hypocrites?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, oh, he's a hypocrite anyway. You know, Ted Cruz is this Tea Party guy, but we all know who his wife is, right?
No.
Ted Cruz's wife, now, correct me if I'm wrong, that she is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to look this up while we are here online. But from what I understand, she's very well connected, and that's how he pretty much has gotten to the top as quickly.
Well, you know, I don't think that there's any coincidence that he has more than a passing resemblance to Joe McCarthy.
Yeah, he's really bad. I mean, he's really bad. So let's hear what he had to say, because he said some doozy. He's talking about, he wants to kill gays. I mean, basically.
He went on the warpath because Texas has been pounded by the good Lord with the lightning and the thunder, and there's flooding there, and people are dying, and it's flooding of biblical proportions. Bad news. And
bad news in Texas right now, right.
Right. So him being a Texas politician, he wants federal aid. From the same government. From the same government that he's accusing of posturing to invade his state. And
Jade Helm, right.
Jade Helm. And this is the same Ted Cruz who was the most vociferous in tirade against Chris Christie of New York and the state of New York receiving any federal funding for Hurricane Sandy.
He was totally against it.
Right. So, but now he thinks, well, this is Texas. We deserve it.
Right. So it's okay for Texas, but not New Jersey.
And it's not good for the government to be Santa Claus and keep giving to everybody like a welfare state. But when I want money for my state, I want it.
Right.
That's like the hypocrisy is dripping off of that one.
Well, yeah, he's another one, dude. I mean, look, anybody who votes for this guy, I mean, the minute he announced his candidacy for president, he came out with this one speech that listed off all these things that he said he was against and going to do that were just totally like, what? Are you kidding me? Oh, God. So, I mean, he'll never get elected anyway. So, okay, so he's another one of that giant Republican field. Who else is next on the list of hypocrites?
Little Ricky, Rick Santorum.
Oh, Rick, the newest one on the field, I believe. I'm going to tell you a little bit of what I found out about Rick Santorum, about Ted Cruz's wife. She's a managing director of Ted Cruz, of Goldman Sachs.
Okay.
So that tells you something right there. She works for Goldman Sachs. And
well, if she's managing director of Goldman Sachs, that means she's part of all of the, all of that money that was given out by the government, the bailout money. That means she was a part of that game.
She worked in the U.S. United States Trade Representative's office. She worked in the Treasury Department on the National Security Council. Oh, yeah, she is in the Council on Foreign Relations. So, yes, Miss Ted Cruz is who? One of them.
Mm.
So tell me who's really behind Ted Cruz's rise to the top.
Right.
Anyway, just like John Kerry's wife, the Hines heir. Anyway, so Ted Cruz, now we're on to Rick Santorum. He's the latest idiot to enter the race.
Right.
So what does
he
made, say now?
He has he never stops. He has made
great.
He also came out in support of Duggar. And he has made an unending string of comments.
Did you come out report of Honey Boo Boo too?
I said it from
Mama
the get-go.
June, did he come out in her support?
I'll tell you, I said it from the get-go about that poor kid at Honey Boo Boo. I felt bad for that kid from the first time I laid eyes on that show. I was like, that kid needs to be taken out of there.
I felt bad for her the first time I laid eyes on that mother.
The scary part is, Joe, is that somebody got on top of that and gave it to heave-ho. That's what frightens me.
That's the pedophile, right? Wasn't that the whole deal?
Obviously,
he wasn't happy with her. Anyway, we're going to a place I don't want to go. Back to Rick Santorum.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Rick Santorum, he has made innumerable comments that have to do with women and rights, people's rights in general, the right to privacy. He thinks that there shouldn't be any. period.
Yeah, yeah, I know that.
And he thinks that that abortion is wrong, period, unless it's his family and they need to make the decision for themselves.
Unless it's his family?
So if it's your family or my family, somebody has to consider an abortion. Right. We're not allowed to, but he is.
But only his family?
Right.
He wants a special exemption? Oh, hold on. Why are they calling me? Hold on. Give me a second. Give me 1 second. Hold on. Hello? Yes, it's better. Yeah, thank you. I'm staying at a cheap hotel. Sorry, guys. And I told my wife, and they called me to make sure I felt it.
There you go.
Anyway, so back to Santorum. Yeah, he's just a moron. This is his second run around. Now, what makes him think he's going to get it?
I think it really comes down, in his case, and of those like him, you know, if you're operating under God's providence, then that, you know, God has ordained that your decisions are guided by him. So an abortion in that case would be approved by God, whereas if it was by you or I, you know, us heathens that don't really believe, even if we say we do, yeah.
Yeah, see, all of these guys, Cruz, Santorum, you know, they're too very much Christian and too much God. And unfortunately, this day and age, I ain't buying that God anymore too much. Maybe on the Republican side they are, but most of the mainstream people, if you look at the polls and stuff, boy, there's a lot more atheists in this country and a lot less Christians than there used to be. And, you know, it's probably because people are looking around and seeing that the way the world is, and they're like, you know, where is God? Where is he right now, you know? And maybe they're also starting to realize that maybe God really is an alien, you know, and they're starting to think maybe I don't want to believe in aliens anymore as God. I don't know. Well, I just think the whole God card that they're pulling is dangerous for them. I don't think it's going to help them any bit. Any single bit. I don't think it's going to help them.
I really think that when it comes to that, that the jig is up and the gulf between knowing that the jig is up and then having to undertake any efforts and all the energy that it takes and the courage that it takes to undertake these efforts to change things and have one epoch melt away and then enter into a new age where there's a lot less bullshit,
right,
is what I'm, you know what I mean? And you can say, well, yeah, their days are numbered because everybody's waking up to the fact that a lot of what they say is bullshit.
Right, not true, right.
Right, but here's the thing. Even though you know that, yeah, but, you know, if we fight for this and fight for that, then our days of sitting comfortably on the couch and flipping through the channels might be jeopardized because it won't be like that. We'll actually have to get up and do some things that are required in order to change things around.
Right. 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 Yeah, they've got to realize that their shtick ain't working anymore.
You know, people know from crisis to crisis. That's the problem. That's historically been the case. People move from crisis to crisis. They don't do anything proactively or ahead of time. They react.
Right.
So when there's a crisis,
These politicians do that too. This is the problem. They don't plan anything, except they don't.
No.
They're just playing the screw up.
Right.
We're their ATMs. You know, we support them. How nice! Isn't that nice of us to support these guys? Because they help us so much. Basically.
I just
talked today.
Today I talked with somebody down under, and they're paying almost $2 $2 a liter for fuel.
A liter is less than a gallon?
There are 3.78
like almost.
3.78 liters in a gallon, in 1 gallon.
Oh yeah, they're paying $10 over there. It's terrible, dude.
So 3.78 at almost $2 is damn near $8.
Yeah.
So almost $8 a gallon. That's what they pay. That's how it is.
Oh yeah, Europe. You know, we don't know how good we got it over here, being the Saudis, bitch. You know, we got great prices compared to the rest of the world. I mean, there are some countries that get it less than us, but you know, we bitch about $2.50, $2.60 a gallon. But you know, over there, like you said, they're paying $8 to $10. So we should be happy. We should be real happy. But yeah. So anyway, the Patriot Act expired. Did you hear about this?
The portions of the
Patriot Act. Because of Rand Paul?
Yeah, because of Rand Paul. And the portions that expired, not the whole thing, just some parts of it, and the parts that were the most egregious against human rights, they died.
Right. Right. That's good. That's a positive thing. And I'll give Rand Paul a lot of credit for doing that filibuster and standing up, making sure that nobody voted past midnight. I like that.
And
I like that he did that. You know, that scored him points because he's a hypocrite too. He's come out and said some statements that have made him look a little bad. Right at the beginning of his campaign, they were kept catching him left and right in some statements that he, you know. So he's another one. See, here's the problem, and I'm going to tell you how this is all going to end up. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You're going to have all these buffoons. I'm not saying Rand Paul's a buffoon. He's just not strong enough to really carry the Republican Party, and they don't believe he is. So, and he's out of all this field of people who have now been – there's a couple of people. There's a bunch. I don't even know as many. Cruz, Santorum, Rand Paul. Who else has thrown their hat in the Republican race?
Well, I'll tell you somebody who's on the hypocrite list who has is Jeb Bush.
Ooh. Right. Well, he's what I was going to say. He's the one who's going to swoop in and go, I'm the only one who can really carry this party, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's you know it. You know it. Out of all this field, Jeb Bush is going to be the strongest one. And, you know, he's going to end up being the leader. And so what has Jeb Bush done hypocritical?
Well, the one I'm going to point out is where he tried to blame the existence of ISIS on Obama so that it will bleed over onto Hillary, when in fact ISIS came into being under George W.
Right. Well, this whole thing came under being under George W. There would be no ISIS if there was no Iraq war, so shut the F up, Jeb. And you,
right.
The best thing that guy could do is distance himself from his brother and his politics.
Oh, no, he said that he learned all of his, he said he learned all of his foreign policy stances from his brother.
Well, you know what people don't know about Jeb Bush, and this is why I would never vote for the idiot, and I hope, you know, I don't want to see Bush Clinton, but you know what's going to happen. He was on the project for a new American century. And you know what that is, right?
Yeah, that's the that's kumbaya touchy feely think tank that they have that is sponsored by the Bilderbergers.
The 9/11, yes, and they lay out. If you read that, and people who have it need to go on PNAC.org or Project for a New American Century.org and read what they lay out, and it's exactly what they're doing now. The Project for a New American Century called for 7 countries to be destabilized. And you know the 7 countries were, right? Afghanistan.
Well, let me take a guess. Let me take a guess. Yeah, Afghanistan, Iraq,
yeah.
North
yeah.
Korea.
Nope, that wasn't on the list.
Oh, no, no, okay. Syria.
Syria, yep.
Okay.
Libya.
Let me think.
Libya.
Saudi Arabia?
No, Libya.
Libya.
Libya and Egypt, and the last one on the list was Iran. So you tell me, Egypt went, Syria's going, Libya went, Iraq went, Afghanistan went, I think Yemen was on the list too. All the countries that were listed as part of the PNAC, which was done back in 1997, long before 9/11, or I believe it was 2000 actually. I think it came out right a couple of years before 9/11. That was the document that said it would take a Pearl Harbor type attack to get the American public to agree to a plan like this. Okay.
Right.
And that was before 9/11. That's when 9/11 happened, and that's when this plan went into motion. So people got to know that this PNAC, Project for a New American Century, laid out this blueprint for exactly what they're doing now. This is the New American Century that they are trying to create by taking away, you know, by destabilizing the entire Middle East. And that is, it lays it right out and says the plan is to destabilize the Middle East by creating wars and revolutions in these seven countries. And they laid it right out. And I saw an interview with, I believe it was the guy who just got kicked out, Hagel, Chuck Hagel, who said he could not believe when he was told the plan of those seven countries. Like, he laid it out in an interview. Said he was told the plan when he was first told that they were going into a war with Iraq. He said, "Oh, it's bigger." Whoever told him, you know, gave him the order. Said, "Oh, don't worry, it's bigger than that. We're going into these seven countries within the next 10 years, whether it be covertly or overtly." See, this plan has been laid out, and Jeb Bush was a part of that think tank. People need to know that. I don't know how you get that out there, but he's a snake. And we all know about Clinton.
The thing about that, too, is that, you know, covert precedes overt. There's lots of covert going on undercover. And then all of a sudden, when that work comes to fruition, it blows up and you have overt and people start shooting at each other, and that's how they play that game.
Right. Right. Covert turns to overt. Exactly. So, yeah, it's a game they're playing. I know that there was we have Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side, who I think his age is going to be a detriment, and I think the fact that they paint him out as a crazy old man and that he's a little too radical. I actually like his views, most of them.
He's a strong Zionist, though, and that's going to play into it.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's a problem. That's what I don't like about him. I like some of his stuff. And then I believe another woman said she's going to enter the Democratic race. And then another guy entered, I think, this weekend. And he was saying how we don't need another. I liked what he had to say. He was saying about we don't need another dynasty in the White House. Aren't people sick and tired of the same two families running this
country?
Yeah,
but it's the money always talks, and it's going to boil down to Jeb versus Hillary.
Yeah, that's who it's going to boil down to. That makes me sick. It makes me sick. I want to puke when I hear Jeb versus Hillary, that the American public is subjected to that as their only choice. If we could have a third choice, it wouldn't make me as sick. But I don't see anybody stepping up to the plate that could even make a dent, that could even, you know, it would be nice if somebody would come out of nowhere. But that sucks. That just sucks that that's going to be the 2016 election. I hope to be in the mountains by then. That just sucks. I hope people revolt against that and don't vote. That's going to be my campaign, my new hashtag, don't vote 2016. Anyway, we got about 15 seconds left, Steve. Give them a plug.
NorthernPsychics.com. You will be amazed. Take a look.
Truth is scary. TruthIsScary.com. Check it out. And Facebook, Twitter. We'll see you next week on The Red Pill Live.
This is The Red Pill.
Thank you. All right, Steve. I'm going to head out. Yeah. I got to grab some food. I didn't eat.
Okay, cool. See you later.
All right, bro. We'll talk. Good show.
Yeah. Yeah, you too. Bye.
All right.